means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain.
Talking. Welcome back. You're listening to No Boundaries.
Sorry, could you hear that? Sorry.
Yeah, you're listening to No Boundaries on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Dan McAndrew, your host. And I'm here with some of my friends. We're just playing some vinyl on the radio. We're trying to raise money for the station. CJLO, go to cjlofundingdrive.com to donate. And I just thought it would be cool to do this show, you know, an extended version of my show and just play only vinyl. We all take turns picking, you know, whatever we want. And it's been a lot of fun so far. We're probably going to wrap it up pretty soon. But just to catch up on the last few picks we had, we definitely played Lynyrd Skynyrd, a few songs. That was
That was the kind of a game that we play here. We each chose a number, and then it came out to be Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Back My Bullet, which is something that I want to invite also people who are listening to fall into randomness, to create randomness and not be fed up by an algorithm, which believe that he knows what's better for you. So just get out of it. Go to a bar, listen to a band, and support your local artist and your local news radio. So you just radio shows and
college radio,
underground radio, and just question everything. I don't know. I'm a bit against the algorithm, and this is very healthy. So get with your friends, bring music, and surprise them, expand their minds, and enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Do research. Share music with your friends, discover new things, discover local artists.
Get off the phone.
Yeah. Get off your phone a bit. Talk to people. Talk to strangers even. Yeah. We're really preaching now, huh? But
I kind of have like a question, like yeah. a rhetorical question. Like, when was the last time that somebody shared with you something that you were not expecting, like at all, like that kind of changed or shifted the way your mindset or the way you felt or thought about something? And I think we should try for that, like to be just like getting out of this individualism and just being like we're humans, and this part of creating and being artists comes with because I think in my head everybody's an artist, everybody's creating. The way you live is a part of creating, so just share it with the world, and it's nice. Music, it's part of your personality forever. And show us who you are. Show the world who you are and what you like.
Not everyone is brave enough to be that vulnerable.
But it helps. It strengthens people, I think, to be vulnerable, because it's it shows that we all are vulnerable. But it like allowing yourself to be vulnerable in a way like this music, this song affected me in this way, can also shift. Or change minds, and I don't mean like preaching in that way, but it's like I remember when the first time like I heard Korn, and I didn't hear it, I saw it because I was watching to MTV, and I was just like, this is something, and I was 14. But anyway, like right now, I just discover "Give Me Back My Bullet" by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I liked it, and it was nice, and I wasn't expecting it. It just came by because we asked, like, "Give me a number, give me a number, give me a number," and
that's, basically, that was the result. Yeah, what we did was like, Dudu said, you know, like he pointed to me, say a number, and he went down like, what was it? Like he went to one shelf,
yeah,
and then somebody else say a number. He went over two columns or something, and then a number to pick the song on the vinyl, and so that's how we came across Lynyrd Skynyrd, "Give Me Back My Bullet," and so it was completely random, and
we were kind of afraid to play it at the beginning. We were like,
because it was called "Give Me Back My Bullet."
Sounds,
but then we're like, aggressive. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd; it can't be too bad. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's good. It's for the masses for sure. It's a very accessible choice. But yeah, we played before that some Prince. We played "I Would Die for You," which is an all-time classic. That was Amari's pick. Why did you pick that one?
Because Prince.
Because, yeah, that's all you need to say. You don't really need... That's acceptable. You don't really need to say anything else.
If you see the album cover, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince is... He was on a totally other level. Rest in peace. And, yeah. And, yeah, we let that go for a bit. We came back to Purple Rain, I think, for a bit, because we were kind of... just all taking a break and stuff. But yeah, Purple Rain as well, just, you know, such a
you don't hear creative music like that these days at all.
But it's like such a song that people are so oversaturated with, but it just never gets old. Like, it never stops being impressive. It's just really powerful. So yeah, I think up next we're gonna play a local, well, a Canadian artist, not a local artist, but an artist from Toronto. The band is Always. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably have heard me play them before on the show. They're definitely a band that gets a lot of college radio airtime, but also definitely not overrated by any means. They're super talented band, and we're going to play a song from their album, Blue Rev, and that was one I picked just because... I don't know. I just like that band. Such a good album. And does anybody else have any picks lined up that they want to play? Or... Okay, Emily's... She's got something, but she's not ready yet. Well, she's going to talk about it next when we finish this song.
Easy. your friendly announcer. I have serious news. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love to. Then you'll hear me when I say,
The logic of war seems to be that if a belligerent can fight, he will fight. That leaders will not surrender until surrender is academic. How was a national leader to expand the sacrifice of so much for nothing? Well, relax. I can't explain. I don't want to die.
All right. Welcome back. I think we're going to pretty much wrap it up with that. That's our finale. First we played Stevie Wonder, Love is in Need of Love, and then we played Frankie Goes to Hollywood, War. We purposely played it slow for the first half of the song because it just felt like that was the right vibe, you know, that just sounded evil, you know, like war is evil, you know. And we did that entirely on purpose. Like, that was planned. Like, we talked about that. Like,
I hope we didn't alarm anybody out.
We talked about that days in advance and planned that, you know. So, yeah. And I think, yeah, that pretty much catches us up. Did we play anything before? I don't think so. We played Always. That was, I already talked about that. Yeah. So thank you guys for being here and sharing this show with me, and
thank you for a lot of fun night.
Yeah, you're no problem. It's been fun. It's more work than I thought it would be because of all the technical aspects of putting vinyl on and selecting things and figuring out what's wrong with the vinyl player and how to set the levels right and everything. But it was a lot of fun. It was worth it. And any closing words, Doodoo? Or Samina or Emily.
Well, I just want to invite people again to stay tuned, not only to this radio station, but to most radio stations, and to be to take control again of what you're being fed and what you're being what you're hearing. I think if you call your local radio station, you can also get and support the bands that need the support. Shakira is nice, but she'll be fine. So let's support local artists from all around.
Yeah, Shakira is always going to be okay. I mean, she probably has some struggles in her life too, but, you know, she's all right. She has very truthful hips, so. Anyway. Yeah. Anybody else want to say anything or say good night to people?
I just want to say good night to listeners. It was a pleasure having you guys listen to us tonight, and hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, Dan. This was really fun.
Yeah. No worries.
I have a question before leaving.
Yeah.
Where can we listen to your music, Samina?
It does not exist yet.
So are you performing live soon?
Nothing scheduled, but maybe. At some point.
Pure pressure. This is being pure pressure.
Yeah. 2025. Yeah. It's gonna be a big year for Samina.
Yeah.
She has some seriously good stuff. And eventually it's gonna make its way to the people.
And everyone has to listen to Time Painting.
Yeah, Time Painting it's pretty cool, I guess. Yeah, I like it. I enjoy the music that I make, and I definitely enjoy playing with Samina and my drummer, Chris. Shout out to him if he's listening. I don't think he's in New York or something, so he's probably doing something cooler than listening to the show right now. But thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks to Amelie, too. She's in the background, but she's too shy to say anything. You don't want to say anything? No, she's good. Okay, well, and thanks to, well, she's here as an audience, so I won't say her name.
Do you want me to say your name?
Merci, Stephanie. Pour venir ici. Thanks for coming here and when being an audience to this, and it's been fun. And finally, just go donate at cglofundingdrive.com so that people can continue to go on the radio and do random stuff like this and have that as an alternative to hearing the same song every day, every hour, and, you know, just getting tired of it after 2 seconds. Anyway, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but yeah, thanks for listening, and have a great night.